Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
We love Newport Beach and in this household and on this podcast. There are so many fun things to do in Newport. And it's kind of just, it's one of my faves. You can do so many beach activities. You can rent like a Duffy boat. There's a ton of good food. The weather obviously is beautiful. There are also lots of pretty like parks and walks you can go on. And especially if you live somewhere cold and you're looking for a getaway where the weather's a little more mild, I would highly recommend Newport Beach. And now the Newport Beach Vacation Club is taking applicants. And the good news is every member is accepted. So this is the most inclusive vacation club in Southern California and gives members access to perks and exclusive offers curated just for you.
So you can hold platinum level status with a lifetime membership to the Newport Beach Vacation Club. The Newport Beach Vacation Club gives its members access to luxury perks, curated offers, signature events, and so much more. You can also elevate your Newport Beach Vacation Club experience with their exclusive line of merch. Newport Beach, the label collection, offers luxuriously soft sweatshirts, stylish tees, versatile caps, and a spacious vacation tote, all designed to enhance your seaside escapades in Newport Beach. You can use our code WHATWESAID to get 15% off your first order. Newport Beach is really such a great place to go because the weather in the fall, I know everyone comes to Newport in like Southern California in the summer, but the real ones know the fall and the winter is the time to come because it's not as busy. And you get to have a nice sweater on, maybe a coat, but you're not like having to bundle up and you're not getting frostbite. The weather's absolutely perfect. So visit NewportBeachTheLabel.com and use code WHATWESAID at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. That's WHATWESAID for 15% off your first order. Go check it out. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Happy Halloween. But this is not a Halloween episode, so don't get it twisted. Like we said on Friday, we didn't want to do a Halloween episode on Halloween because some of you guys don't listen until the day after. And like, who wants to listen to Halloween stuff on November 1st?
The hype is over.
Not me. Yeah.
It's done. If you want spooky episodes, there were two last week that you guys can go back and listen to.
Yes, or you can go listen to the Tyrants podcast where we... I mean, Chester and Jasper were on. And it was really a hoot. So go watch those videos. We have plenty of content for you to feast upon.
Some people that skip the Halloween episodes because they get scared were saying, can Chester and Jasper come back when it's not Halloween? Because they never get to experience
them. No, because they're extremely spooky.
No, they're terrifying. They're not allowed any time but Halloween.
No. We don't let them out but once a year on a full moon. Oh, gosh. I will miss them, though.
I already miss them.
I know. I don't miss that mustache. I can tell you that much. You guys, those mustaches are, or Charis. We need to get better mustaches next year.
I know, but it's kind of iconic. They're kind of just the moment because they're so obnoxious.
You guys, I can't even begin to describe the, they were making my upper lip like break out in hives or something. They were so itchy. The hair is so coarse. And it like flakes off too. So there's like little fuzzes going in your nose, in your mouth.
I was touching my mustache so much during our episode when I was watching it back. I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot stop touching it because it was in my lips. It was in my mouth while I was speaking.
Mine was going up my nose.
And those bald caps were a real, real beast.
Yeah.
Because there has been glue or like adhesive in our hair and scalp for days.
Days. I scrubbed so hard when we got home. I took a shower and I was scrubbing with shampoo, with face wash, with anything I could. I was trying to get the glue off. And me and JC texted each other like, did the glue come off for you? And she's like, no.
It was on
there.
It took days.
But we're happy we did
it. I still feel a few little stragglers. Yeah.
Little boogers.
But it was worth it. It was worth every second.
Of course.
Our merch launched just a few days ago. It's a gray sweat set. It's really cute. If you guys, this is what happened last year with, we did Valley Girl sweat sets last year. And
was that last year?
I think
that
so.
It seems like ages ago that we did like that photo shoot for that at Air One and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think it was a year ago.
Wow.
But so many people have messaged because that's kind of a core staple, the Valley Girl sweat sets, because they're gray, they go with everything, and we wear them all the time. And so whenever I'm, you know, if I'm wearing it in a vlog or something, people will be like, are you ever going to bring them back? So my advice now is we have another gray sweat set, but it won't last forever. And once it's gone, it's going to be gone. So make sure you guys get them if you want them.
Definitely.
They're really comfy and cozy and just like a go-to that you'll reach for a lot.
I love mine. I've been wearing it every day.
Same.
Go buy our merch
or else you'll be haunted by Chester and Jasper.
So scary.
Careful. It is officially basketball season.
Yes, it is.
I'm so happy. I love it. I love fall. If I said one time that I don't want fall to come and that I'm a summer girl, I lied to you and I will never go back because I love fall so much. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I've been talking about.
Fall goes by very fast. It's winter creeps up real fast. Like fall doesn't seem to last very long because I think we're always so hesitant to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost the end of October. We only have November. I guess we have all of December too, pretty much. Like December is technically fall until like the 23rd or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm trying to soak it all in. Trying to wear sweaters.
I know.
But it's a little hot.
Here. I know. The weather's been playing tricks with us as usual.
Yeah.
But I love just watching a basketball game, getting cozy.
I know.
It's so nice. It's a fun little vibe.
Did win their first game.
Yeah. It was a really good game and it was really close.
Right now, there's a trifecta of sports. Baseball's on, football's on, and basketball just started. Baseball is at the very tail end. And if you didn't know, because why would you? This is very niche. The Diamondbacks, which is the Arizona team, baseball team. They made it to the World Series and they had a game last night. Well, not last night when you're listening to this, but last night when we were recording this. And it was the same day as the Suns' first game. And the Diamondbacks, it was game 7. And if they won this game, they were going to go to the World Series. And the Diamondbacks won. They were like the underdogs. Okay. I am a bandwagon fan and I always will be. And I'm never afraid to admit that. When the Suns started winning,
like a few years ago,
I was like, yeah, I bought a jersey. I'm like, yay, I love Arizona sports. Never had watched a game before that. Diamondbacks, haven't watched a game in years. But with the Diamondbacks and baseball, that is the only sport that my family watched growing up. Like we went to tons of Diamondback games. Like I have like baseball signed by Diamondbacks players. So I have a little more like, you know, say, or what's it like, shoe in the race? What's that?
Skin in the game?
Skin in the game on this one. But I just abandoned them because they were losing. Like, I remember when they won. You remember when they won against the Yankees in the World Series in like 2001?
I've never been a baseball girly, and my family's never watched baseball either.
Really?
But I think being a bandwagon fan is perfectly acceptable. Yeah. It's like, it makes sense. If they're never winning, like, sorry. Unless I grew up being obsessed with them, like, what? I'm just going to randomly have an obsession for a team who's not doing that great.
Exactly.
It's normal to get excited when the team's doing good.
And there's fun in being a bandwagon, you know, because you don't get the heartache of like them losing years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've been watching football and I'm not like attached to any, I don't like a team because they're winning. I just like the team member. Or I like the team that the guys I have on my fantasy are. So I've been like rooting for these teams. Okay. These several teams. I'm not going to say who they are quite yet unless they win. Then I'll start saying who they are. But I could see how if you love this team and they are doing bad, but then they get the really good player and then they start winning, how much more of a thrill it would be
than to be
a bandwagon person. Yes. You know what I mean? And so last night, Nick has been all about the Diamondbacks. And he's been like telling me and I'm like, I don't really care. But like, yeah, it's cool. Like, I hope they go to the World Series. He turned on the game and he was just, it was like a very suspenseful game. Game 7, you know, if they win, they go to the World Series. They haven't been since 2001, 20 something years. And the first, he was like telling me, he's like, this guy's a rookie. They just drafted him. And it's like the fifth inning and it's tied or something like that. And the first play that I see, basically a pitch, he pitches it and the guy swings and misses. And I'm like, why did he swing at that? And I'm like, I am such, why am I the way that I am? I know nothing about baseball. And the first thing I say, I haven't watched a game in years. I'm like, why would he swing at that? As if I know better than this man who's been playing football or baseball his whole life.
I cannot even comprehend how hard baseball looks. Like, it seems like the hardest sport.
Yeah.
To hit that ball, I don't understand.
That's what I was saying.
Coming that fast at you?
So
and hit it so well, I don't get it.
Catching it like that?
No.
When it's just like a dot in space and then you have to like be in the exact right spot to catch it?
No, that sounds impossible.
And they always catch it. They always catch it if it's like a pop fly.
It's crazy. Wild.
Yeah, so sixth inning, game 7, I became a fan. I was like, cool.
Slay.
I'm down. Yay, I love these guys.
It was a good night for Arizona sports.
Yeah.
Both
finally.
Teams won. Yeah, no, it's really fun.
We deserve it.
You know, I've been talking a lot about like, and I'm talking for years, about trying to be a homemaker.
Okay.
I'm getting there.
Really?
Yeah. I have been cooking a lot.
Nice.
And I've been making a lot of soups and I've been doing a simmer pot literally every day.
Oh, I love that.
And it's so cozy. And, you know, I don't really like to, I feel like Julia Fox, I don't like to speak on things before they happen. I don't like to be like, I'm a homemaker now. That's my new identity.
Call me for recipes.
But I'm just proud of myself because I've been trying to be more consistent with this type of stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm not really having to force it as much. It's kind of just been like a natural, I don't know, desire. And I think maybe because it is fall specifically. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a lot of fall recipes that are a little easier. Like soups are just pretty simple. You can't really mess them up. And I don't know.
Yeah, I love that.
So
nice.
Just wanted to update everyone.
She's on her soup and homemaking journey.
Yep.
I'm wondering why I haven't got a soup to my door yet.
I know. I was actually going to give you some of the one I made last night, but there wasn't that much left over.
Yeah, that's okay. I didn't want it anyways.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes, you know, in life, it feels like you know what's good for you, but your brain just gets in the way. This happens to me every night when I try and fall asleep. I just think my thoughts just start racing and I think about anything and everything that has ever gone wrong and could ever go wrong in life. And sometimes I just feel like our brains get in the way of, it just makes things more complicated, makes choices more complicated. And it's good to sometimes talk to someone, aka a licensed professional or a therapist, to help you sort through these types of feelings or thoughts and kind of get them out of your brain and out of your mind so that you can live a clearer life and just be more light and feel more like yourself.
Therapy is very helpful if you want to learn some more positive coping skills, how you can set boundaries, and also just empowers you to be the best version of yourself. Therapy is not just for people who have experienced major trauma. This is for anybody who is maybe going through a big life change, you know, maybe a new job, a new relationship, maybe a breakup, whatever it is, therapy can definitely help. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatwesaid today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid. We are going to jump into an ad to talk about KiwiCo, one of my fave brands, my fave companies. When we just moved, I got rid of so many toys of cases because just doesn't need them all. But the ones that I kept were from KiwiCo because they are his absolute favorite and they really encourage imagination. So he got the Panda Crate a while ago and it has like these building blocks that are really soft but still hold their shape so you can like build with them but they don't hurt. You can't like throw them or anything like that. And he absolutely loves them. KiwiCo is so much more than a box of toys. It's the gift of discovery through hands-on experiences, giving kids the tools to learn about topics that they love, from dinosaurs to rocket ships, so you can unwrap inspiration with super fun science, technology, and art projects for kids with KiwiCo.
There are 9 different subscription options for different ages and subjects, so there's something for every kid. You can spark creative confidence through screen-free fun, so KiwiCo offers gifts with rich activities for all ages and interests. Give your child the tools to learn new skills, build new experiences, and make new connections to the broader world. It's designed by experts, so KiwiCo projects are designed by a team of educators, makers, engineers, and rocket scientists who brainstorm hundreds of ideas to create the most exciting, age-appropriate, and educational projects. These are real engineering, science, and art projects with high-quality materials. So discover hands-on fun with KiwiCo. Get your first month free on any crate line at kiwico.com/whatwesaid. That is your first month free at kiwico.com/whatwesaid.
Well, my update is that I'm finally finding the will to live nowadays.
Slay.
Which is great. Been having energy, been getting out of the house more. And I've forgotten how miserable the first trimester was, so... who knows? Maybe I'll get pregnant again soon after this and I won't know a thing. And I just was telling Nick, I'm like, it's crazy how fast you forget, like how miserable you are. I was literally writing my journal. Never forget how you feel today. Never forget how you feel today. Like miserable. So sad. Have no will to do anything. Like no motivation. And the last couple of days I've just been like getting up and dancing in my family room when like music's on. I'm like, whoa, who is this? She's happy again. She's alive again.
What do you say that's better than your last pregnancy, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I honestly can't remember. It's so hard to compare, especially like week to week. But
I thought you were sicker for even longer.
Yeah,
last time.
I think I was. And I think being in this house definitely helps.
Mm.
I feel like my apartment was making me sick
for
no other reason than like, mentally, I was like in a limbo, you know, I was like waiting to move and I was just like, I don't like it here. I don't feel homey.
Yeah.
So now I feel, you know, like I can go in the kitchen, like make food and, you know, run errands. Nice. Yeah. I did my makeup today. I'm going to try to like get up and get ready, get dressed. Because I feel like once you start getting a bigger bump and you just start getting bigger in general when you're pregnant, it's very easy to slip into feeling like frumpy and gross, like just gross. So I feel like now is the time that I need to get into a good habit of like getting up, getting dressed, at least doing my skincare, if not a little bit of makeup to just like feel fresh, maybe doing my hair and showering.
Yeah. I feel like when you don't feel well, it's easy to just let it all go. You're like, who cares? Why would I try?
Literally.
I just don't feel 100%.
Don't tweeze my eyebrows. Don't cut my nails.
Yeah, totally. Did you see that Kylie Jenner has a new business?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Don't care. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I care, but I'm not like, I'm at the edge of my seat waiting to see what the clothes look like. I feel like they'll be cute, but I just hope it's not like
basic.
I don't want to slander any company name, but just like fast fashion-y, like boohoo kind of thing. You know what I mean? Where it's just like super cheapy.
Does she still do Kylie Swim?
No. That's why I'm scared.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, sometimes I just feel like with these Kardashian brands, which also they have too much pressure on them. Honestly, it's like they've just done so much at this point that I feel like I expect the absolute most from them. But sometimes I just don't understand the reasoning for like more brands when it's just clothing or something.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's not for me. I think Skims is such an amazing brand. It actually is a solution for something. It's like shapewear, which everyone, you know, and it's underwear. Unique. It's unique. It's the branding is really good. Their marketing is really good. The quality, the fabrics, like I think it's a just, you know, they knocked it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like even Good American is awesome. Like it's inclusive. It solved a problem. It's good jeans, you know, whatever. 818, I think fits Kendall perfectly. Like mm-hmm. there's, and
Kylie Cosmetics.
Yeah, Kylie Cosmetics is great. Like that's, which, but by the way, I don't see that many people using it, which really confuses me. Yeah. I never see any like makeup girls on TikTok using Kylie Cosmetics. Literally ever.
True. Maybe that's why she's doing this. Maybe she wants to get rid of Kylie Cosmetics.
But yeah, I feel like I saw Robin, Girl Boss 10, she did a prediction that like the brand Kai would be a hair care brand, like shampoo and hair masks and stuff. And I'm like, that would have been better in my opinion. Yeah. Like, I just feel like, oh, I was going to say Courtney with Lemmy even. It's like, I mean, I guess that's not so unique, but I feel like it fits her. I don't know.
Yeah,
I just feel like
sense.
We don't need another like just generic clothing brand that's just like jackets and stuff.
I know. Like, I hope it's
good.
Good basics or something like that, where it's just really good quality, really shaped well, like really thoughtful. But also, I think Kylie is so iconic. And
she's
just
slaying
she knows
right now.
What's cool. She always does. However, she's not like, I'm sorry if you're listening, Kylie, but she's not like the style inspiration of
our generation.
You know, where it's like, oh, what she's wearing right now is like so high fashion and so innovative. It's kind of like what everyone else is wearing, she makes cool a little bit.
Yeah,
you
she's
know what
like
I mean?
More of a trend. Like she's a trendsetter in certain ways. I think she's a trendsetter in beauty. Like, mm-hmm. but she's more of a she's kind of with everyone else on the trend of the clothes.
Yeah, she knows what the trends
are. Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like clothes and her doesn't seem to make that much sense.
I agree. I was just a little bit like, because I feel like with someone, when you are Kylie Jenner, and that's why I was saying that's it's hard because she just has the pressure of the world on her. But I just feel like if you're going to come out with a new brand, especially in this era that you're in where like you are thriving.
Yeah.
Like I just want it to be so aligned and like so cool and such good branding.
And when you have that amount of money to start a brand, you have no excuse for it not to be amazing quality just great.
You know what I was just thinking that I would honestly like love to see her come out with is like some sort of cooking thing. Like I don't even know what, but like something to do in the food industry.
Like serveware or something?
Or like serveware or like, yeah. You know, almost like caraway pans, but different colors, like cooler and maybe sleeker or something. Just because she, I feel like, posts a lot of, I mean, not as much lately, but I feel like she used to post a lot of her like cooking and like being casual in her kitchen. I don't know, just something different.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see when it comes out. Maybe we'll be eating our words. Maybe it'll be like the most amazing clothing brand ever.
Maybe it will.
The jacket was cool.
It was.
If that's what she's selling.
Yeah.
But
stay tuned. But also it's like,
good luck, Kylie.
Yeah. That jacket I feel like could have been bought
from
anywhere. Like it's not the whisper. Yeah, I just don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But we love you, Kylie. You're a queen.
If you're listening, Kylie,
you're
don't
listening,
listen to us. We're haters.
Can I have a package?
So just
kissing her butt. No, I'm sure it will be great. It's like you said, she knows what's cool. Her photos are always amazing. Her shoots are always amazing. Like, I have no doubt.
She has all the money in the world.
I have no doubt it will be good. We'll see. We will see. Well, today, did you have anything else to chat about?
No, that's it.
Today, we're reading some of your stories and little write-ins about a crush you should not have.
We haven't done this topic in a while. And I remember being shooketh last time.
Usually a lot of teachers.
Yeah.
A lot of professionals.
Speaking of, I was just talking to my mom on the phone and she was saying how, she's talking about science camp. And, did you go to science camp?
No.
Like sixth grade? We went in sixth grade. It was actually so fun. And my mom just went like with her students and she was saying how, was like, remember when you went to science camp? She's like, you had the biggest crush on the on your camp counselor. I was like, what? I do not remember that. Like, I can't even picture him. She's like, that's what I knew. She's like, I thought you were boy crazy before that. She's like, and then when I saw you in person, like flirting with this man who was like 25 at the time, and you're like in sixth grade. And then as she was saying that, I was like, I do remember now, like doing archery and just like, I feel like when you're in sixth grade, if there's like a 20-year-old man, he's a boy basically, but like to you, he's a man, you know, yeah. But he's like young, maybe even 19, like yeah. An older guy. And he's a bare minimum of attractiveness. Like, I was in love with them. Like, I was just like, this, he must be mine. Like,
so infatuated.
Because they're so just, there's no world.
They're so unattainable.
Yes, exactly. But I remember just like having puppy eyes for them. Like, literally, I went to this like improv camp when I was little. Me just going to all the camps, girls camp, science camp, improv camp.
That's where you got all the skills to be Chester.
Exactly. Thank you. I forgot what it's called. It's like some abbreviation, but it was like over the summer. It was, you didn't stay there, but like you would go every day. And it was like a little acting. We put together a play. You learned improv, whatever. And also there, one of the men, like one of the the counselors I was in love with. And he did not pay me any mind. Like I did not get any special part. And I just remember being crushed. And also, looking back, I do believe that man was gay as well. But like, he could sing. He was so charismatic. Like, you know. Oh, man.
That's hilarious. So
anyways, that's just an intro into what I'm sure most of these are going to be like.
That's so funny.
Did you have crushes on older guys when you were little? You were too busy working, thinking about how you're getting into Yale.
I was too busy working on my business plan. I don't have any specific memory. I'm sure I had crushes on like a lifeguard at the pool when yeah, I went yeah. or something like that briefly, but nothing that really comes to mind, unfortunately.
When it's your turn to go down the slide and they're like,
yeah,
okay. You're yeah. like, okay. The bare minimum, barely even watching you.
Looks like for 0.2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like they want me.
Yeah.
I know. It's true. I wish I had a memory of me like liking someone.
Any now that you have?
Like,
any current?
I love older men. You know what's funny is that Leif and I were just talking about how the fact that like when we were getting married, I fully believed I was marrying like an older man. I was like, oh, he's
so old.
How
much older is he than you? 3 years?
Yeah, almost three. He's like 2.5.
I'm screaming.
But because I was 21, and then when we got married, he was actually 23, but
yeah.
he was turning 24 like a few months later. So at the beginning of our marriage, just in my head, I was like, oh, you're almost 24. And then yeah. he was a few months later. So I was like, oh, I'm 21. You're 24.
You're
like,
old.
You are old.
Yeah.
You are a wise sage. And I am a little
girl.
No, but it's like, that's literally the only way I could justify to myself getting married at that age. I remember that.
Older.
Yeah. I was like, well, he's like old.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's fine.
That makes sense.
Because if we were both 21, I was like, that's literally not going to work.
Yeah.
I cannot do that.
No,
but the fact that
so
he
true.
Was almost 24, I was like, oh, okay. He like,
there's something about
mature.
Older guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, you're literally 2.5 years older than me.
No, it's so true. The older you get, the less the age gap seems. Because I felt
yes.
the same way. I was like 21 and Nick was 23 or turning. I was turning 21. He was turning 23. I remember thinking 23. I'll never get there. That
yeah.
seems eons away.
I know.
But no.
But here we are.
Yeah, now
it's
feels
so
like
crazy.
We're the same exact age.
Yeah. I know,
I
it's
mean,
weird.
Kind of, but.
I know.
Except for when he turned 30, I was like, oh.
I know, I was going to say, Leif's 30.
You are out of my age bracket now.
Leif's 31 now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Grandpa alert.
I told him, like, you're 40. He's like, JC.
You're 40.
It's
I'm
crazy.
Screaming.
I'm like, my husband's 31?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you're dancing like that on TikTok? Was it for Skims? Did you see Skims reposted?
Us almost 30 years old dressing up as Jester and Jasper, though. Jester and Jasper. I keep saying that. Jasper and Jester.
Please, I called Chelsea Jasper during the recording. I'm like, in my accent, I'm like, we're Jasper. She's like, I'm Chester. I was
oh
like,
oh my gosh.
Okay. Anyway, let's get into your stories, you guys, without further ado.
Enough about us.
There's a few quick ones to start, so I will start. I have a crush on my boss. Sometimes during surgery, he is inches away from my face and it's spooky.
During surgery? Oh, I'm guessing you're
I was thinking he was giving her surgery.
He's performing surgery.
But why would he be your boss? And you're just getting surgery all the time. I'm guessing she's like an assistant or...
Right.
I mean, she could be a fellow surgeon. That was so sexist to me. I'm like, she must be the secretary.
He must be his assistant. Bottom of the barrel.
What is she doing in the surgery?
Like, she's an intern probably. She's probably not getting paid yet. Wait, why are you inches away though? Why is he inches away from your
I'm
face?
I'm thinking of like Grey's Anatomy where it's like they're like leaning over the... I almost said cadaver. That's a dead body. The body.
The person.
Yeah.
Wait. I heard a chilling fact.
Oh, don't tell me.
Just that when you get like surgery and you're knocked out with like anesthesia, that they are like ruthless with you. Like they are not like gentle at all.
What do you mean?
Just like, I'm trying
like
to
how
think
they
of,
move you around?
Yeah. Like how they move. I remember. Well,
that's
I'm not going to tell how I found
no
this
respect.
Out. Like when someone's under anesthesia and they have to like, I don't know the word, but sanitize their body or something. You know, they will probably rub it down with certain solution.
Alcohol.
Alcohol before they're like putting a needle in you or whatever they're doing.
This makes me feel weird.
And literally they're just like, you are a rag doll. I know. I heard
that's the spookiest thing I've ever heard.
I know. I heard that.
Don't tell me you heard from a surgeon.
Yeah. No, I heard it from the source itself. That's what I was going to say. I'm not going to say who it was, but they're very much in the scene. And then someone that I know is like shadowing them or whatever. And they're like, wait, I was shook at how they were just handling people's bodies when they were like asleep. Like just literally throwing them around, like wiping them down, like super rough.
Oh,
can you believe? I'm like, wait, I'm terrified. Me getting my chin done, they're like...
Oh my gosh, me getting my wisdom teeth.
Because, you know, you're so sore when you wake up from like anything.
Yeah, my jaw.
Yeah.
And they're literally just like thrusting my jaw.
100%. Isn't that crazy? Aww,
that's so mean.
I mean, they do what they got to do to be efficient, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. Any living, breathing male around the same age at the airport? Oh my gosh. Everyone's better looking at the airport.
So true.
But they're not at the same time. It's so weird. I look my worst at the airport.
No, it's like, it's just because the pickings are slim. It's like, you're not around a bunch of people your age.
Yeah,
so when
yeah.
it's like someone your age, it's the one person.
Yep.
So you're like, well.
True.
A 70-year-old local coffee shop owner literally gives me butterflies. I'm 22.
Stop. 70.
70.
Okay. I want to see him. Like, was he super...
I'm 22.
Handsome or just super rich?
How old is Gary from The Bachelor? 70?
70, yeah. I think 70. 71, maybe.
Wow.
That is so funny.
It is hilarious. Give me butterflies.
I legit had the biggest crush on my high school boyfriend's dad. Anytime I went over there, I just could not stop blushing anytime he talked to me. It got so bad that I think my boyfriend caught on and he just started to come to my house more. Oh my gosh. So bad that I couldn't stop blushing anytime he talked to me. Why is it always older? Like such older guys.
I was going
to
say, I
come
feel
on, girls,
like...
let's get a grip.
I know. I feel like it's rare. That's the other thing is it's kind of rare to have a friend... You know, if you're in high school or something.
Yeah.
To have a friend with like a very good looking dad or mom.
True.
It just feels like, well, that sounds rude to be like, no 50 or 60 year old is like that hot. But it just feels like it's more normal for them to be like
not
an old
your
guy,
type.
Average, just looking. So when someone, and I'm not, I don't know if he was, but it's like when someone is older and they're like really handsome and in really good shape, it's like, again, pickings are slim.
Yes.
So they stand out a lot more because it's like, okay, you're older and you look like that.
Yeah. And it becomes a thing,
especially
with moms. There was always like that one mom in the friend group who everyone was like, oh, this guy's mom or this girl's mom.
Yeah.
So 100%. Sad that that's going to be case one day. I feel so bad for him.
My sister and I definitely had a crush on our older cousins for our whole childhood.
Please, not the cousins. Not the cousins. When you're little, you don't know better.
No, you don't. You do not know at all.
Especially if you don't see them that often. It's like,
yeah, you see them on holidays or something.
You're like, I'm related to this person. How?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's okay.
We'll give it a pass.
I did the Disney daddy bracket where you rank hot Disney characters and was shook to find Mufasa won out for me. Something about his voice. I don't know. No, those lions, there's something about them. Even Scar. Like, he's got that bad boy thing going on.
Scar could get it.
Scar could get it. Mufasa definitely can get it. Simba, when he's older, honestly, he's not living up to his dad, though.
Okay, I'm 25 years old and happily married. But Gary Giggles from Spy Kids 2 still makes me feel some type of way.
Who the freak is that?
I'm looking it up right now.
Gary Giggles?
Gary Giggles?
Don't tell me.
You're joking.
Don't tell me.
Stop.
Wait, who's the actor?
That is who's giving you butterflies at 25 years old. That is cracking me up.
I'm screaming. Also that though, when you're younger and you're watching a movie and there's like a kid who's like a little older than you.
Oh, for sure.
You know, who was your first like movie crush that you remember?
Chad Michael Murray. The love
I loved him.
Of my life.
I had a poster of him in my closet.
The literal love of my life.
From like the Cinderella?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cinderella story. Another Cinderella story.
And Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum in Step Up might have been my like sexual awakening. I'm dead serious.
Moose. Moose was mine.
Weird. See? And that explains,
mine
and Chelsea's type.
Moose can move. No. That boy can move.
I was gonna say not him being my sexual awakening. And then Leif actually being like a genuinely, okay, I know his TikTok dances are a joke, but Leif's actually a very good dancer.
Yeah.
That has always been, I'm being serious, okay? And that is making me realize that has always been.
You have always loved dancers.
You know I've always loved a guy that can dance. Like, that just has rhythm. Mm-hmm. Not like you have to be a literal step-up dancer. Yeah. But just like.
But that is nice.
But I'm not complaining.
Yeah. That's a bonus.
Yeah. I remember one of my first dates with Leif or something. Allie, who is my sister-in-law now, who set us up. She was like, oh, Leif's a very good dancer, actually. I was like, really? Because he was so shy when
brothers?
I first met him. Tate.
Mm.
Tate is good. I'm not going to, just so rude to all the others. I'm like, I haven't really seen any of the rest of them dance.
I was going to say, like, how did she know that? Like, all of the boys are good?
She said she would go to dance parties with him when they lived in, like, whatever. And she's like, oh, he's literally such a good dancer.
I'm screaming.
I was like, you're joking. Because he was so just, like, reserved. And I was like, really? Okay. And then I would, like, see hints of things. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But now I know the full deal. I know the real deal.
And so does TikTok.
And so does TikTok.
We know. It's like you said, to be a bad dancer, you kind of have to be a good dancer. Like, be a bad singer.
Yeah.
On purpose, you have to kind of be a good singer.
Exactly.
Got to have some control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys. I recently posted on my story and I linked this bag that I found. And I said, I want this bag, but it is over $500. And I look at it as a rich mom tote. That's what the bag is giving, okay? Rich mom. And someone messaged me and was like, JC, you need to go on Quince because they have a similar bag for a way more affordable price. And I immediately went online to Quince. I'm like, hello, that's a podcast sponsor as well. So I went to their website. If you guys are looking for the fall and winter for like a big, nice tote bag that is super high quality leather, you need to check out the Italian leather hand-woven tote. Okay, I just looked up what it was called specifically on Quince. They have it in black, kind of like a brownish terracotta-y color and a light gray. And it is such a good size. It's super nice and it is definitely giving rich mom. And instead of $500, it is less than $150. So if you're interested, definitely go check that out. But Quince creates timeless classics that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Chelsea and I have a few other things. I have like a few silk skirts from Quince that are beautiful and just absolute staples.
I just got Case the cutest little cashmere set from Quince as well. And he just grew into it. So I'm going to be putting him in it every single day this winter because it has a little hood and little sweatpants. It's so cute. And here's the kicker. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we absolutely love, so you don't have to worry about the quality of your pieces. Take the drama out of planning an outfit and upgrade your closet with Quince today. Go to quince.com/whatwesaid for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/whatwesaid and get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
This episode is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, whether you're looking for a head-turning bag or a watch that says it all, or maybe you're looking for some really fancy jewelry or some streetwear or sneakers, eBay is making sure that the things that you love are authenticated by real experts, because we all know there's no feeling quite like real. If you're looking for, you know, pre-owned jewelry or designer bags, or maybe some really cool sneakers that you don't want to pay full retail price for, and you know you can get them online like secondhand for a great price, eBay is really the place to go. There's so much amazing stuff on there. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, it's really nice because you know you're not getting scammed.
These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. I feel like there's so many websites that sell, you know, secondhand stuff or vintage things. But it's really hard to know if it's actually the real brand it says it is. So when you're searching on eBay, just look for that blue check mark. It will say authenticity guarantee. And that means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's going to be authenticated by real experts through a hands-on detailed inspection. Every stitch, sole, logo, and inch of it, they are making sure it's the real thing. I personally have a Chanel beach bag that I got from eBay, and it was authenticity guaranteed. It had the blue check mark next to it. It's so, so cute. The quality is just amazing, and it has nice pockets inside. It came with a matching pink Chanel beach towel. It's one of my favorite things that I own. So when you're finally ready to buy that thing you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere, and it's really tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, it's easy. Again, just look for that blue check mark, and you know it is checked by real experts. Whether they're specialized in sneakers, streetwear, watches, jewelry, or handbags, these are real people who really live for this. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling when you put it on is also for real. So ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I have a major crush on my gay coworker. Let's just say I'm not his type. I know it's strange, but he's just so attractive. Maybe in another life, he likes women. LOL. Maybe, but probably not.
I'm crying.
It's always the unattainable. I think that's the main thing that we're noticing here.
I'm not going to say who it is because they might not want me to say on the internet. But I was talking to one of my friends and we were saying something about like, what's your type?
Yeah.
And she's like, my type is literally Tyson. she's like, he is so hot. It's like, he is literally the hottest guy. Like he is my type.
I've gotten messages like that from so many girls. Like, Tyson.
Tyson, if you ever want.
You're the one who got away.
You are. You're the one who got away.
If you ever get really desperate, you can just switch on back to the other side.
She's like, he is literally like daddy. She's like, he's so hot. I was like, I am screaming.
It's because too, like a lot of gay guys in general, they just know how to take care of themselves. They know how to groom their hair and like do their like facial hair, get dressed. Like they know what looks good.
Yes. And speaking for like Tyson specifically, it's like, He's very clean. He's very well-groomed. He, like, has good style. It's, like, all the things.
And he's so handsome.
Yeah, and he's handsome.
Yeah.
So it's, like, yeah, he's all the things that a girl would want.
Exactly.
I know. It's so funny. Okay, this isn't technically a crush I myself have, but I literally imagine everyone who knows me having a crush on me.
Relatable.
Like, LOL, no, bitch, you ain't that cute. And not everyone's just out there wanting you like a forbidden fruit. Wait, me.
Oh my gosh, like a forbidden fruit. I'm screaming. It's like, I think you made a TikTok like this. It's like, there's two sides of me. It's like, one of me is like, who would ever want me? And then the other one's like, everyone. The answer is literally everyone who lays eyes upon me.
Same.
Wants me.
Yeah.
Is hilarious. Which, you know.
I have said this on a few TikToks before. This is kind of the same concept, but this is how you gain confidence, I think, in dating, is like getting to a point where you hold yourself so highly in your mind where it's like, if someone rejects you or doesn't like you, it's like a win-win situation because you're like, you don't get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean
you have bad taste.
Yeah. You can't appreciate me, therefore.
Yeah. If I'm
you
not,
have bad taste like that, I don't trust you anymore, is what I'm trying to say. It's like, I trust people who get it. And if you get it,
you're going to like me.
Exactly.
And so we're going to get along. And we're going to get along great. So if you're not getting it, we are not a match. Get out.
Yeah.
You're giving me the ick because you don't appreciate a work of art in front of you.
100%. 1,000%. It's like the first time someone doesn't laugh at one of my jokes, I'm like, well,
you don't get it.
We cannot be in the same room anymore.
No. No. And I've already told the fateful night when I made a joke in a room full of people.
Oh, it didn't land?
Yeah. Just
wait,
like,
when?
I've told you this.
When could that have happened? Tell me.
Shocking.
Who?
I know. Shocking. No, remember when I like told. Live shows. Yeah, literally. Crickets. I'm like, no. I was like, I brought up. They said something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was stupid.
You're like, oh, my childhood trauma or something.
I was like, oh, should I bring up the childhood trauma now or later?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry that that happened. Like,
no, we will never
thank
be
you
friends.
For being comfortable. I'm like, wait, what? I'm literally joking.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, this cannot ever work.
Yeah.
And that's, it's like sweet, but
stupid.
You have no emotional intelligence. No, I'm just kidding. It's like, but yes, I can never be, we can never be good friends.
Yeah.
We're not on the same wavelength, apparently.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than that. The no. pity
mm-hmm.
when you're trying to make a joke.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm very happily married, but also slightly in love with my OBGYN.
Oh.
He's delivered both my babies, and I legit am thinking I need to switch doctors.
Please.
He's seen too much for me to feel this way.
Not you giving birth.
And I need to humble you so quick so that you snap out of it. And if you really love him as OBGYN, you can keep him. That man, I swear to you, has probably lost feelings for you the second he saw you poop during labor. That man has no feelings for you. You need to get over him. I know for a fact. I'm so sorry to you, but.
Oh, that is so funny.
That's just a way to help you get over him.
That is such a funny crush to have. That's a very humbling.
That's the worst.
Yeah, it's a very humbling to be having to go through that in front of your crush. Jeez.
I know somebody, and I won't say who it is. They were getting a colonoscopy, and the anesthesia, you know what a colonoscopy is, right? They stick the tube up your butt.
Yeah.
And you have to like lay on your side.
Oh,
and the colonoscopy came in. It's a girl.
The anesthesiologist?
The person getting the thing. The colonoscopy was a girl.
Okay.
The person that came in to do the anesthesiologist came in, and she was like, I'm not kidding. He was the most beautiful man I've ever seen. And I was literally about to be laying butt naked on my side with a tube going up my actual butt in front of him. Dead asleep. Probably like farting and stuff. That's just cruel. If you're handsome, like you cannot choose a job like that. I would decline. I'd be like, no.
No. That is beyond. And you know what? He was like, probably being so
in.
Rough. Your body was getting thrown around as well. Like a freaking
he probably shoved
rag doll.
That thing in so without a care. Oh, that's horrible.
Okay. I always develop tiny little crushes on my husband's friends for a hot sec. It fades quickly and obviously I've never acted on it, but it definitely makes me wonder why I feel the need for every male to be in love with me. Like it's telling that there's a deep-rooted issue in myself. I feel like when I always secretly want male validation or to be liked.
Oh,
I don't know.
Well, that's very self-aware.
That is very self-aware.
Wait, she said she has a crush on all of her husband's friends?
She says she develops tiny little crushes on her husband's friends, but then they fade quickly.
Okay, I gotcha. She was saying like, so she's realizing, I just realized she want male validation
yes.
constantly.
Yeah.
Well, that's very self-aware of you.
It is.
And I hope you're working on that. I don't know what you
and
do for that.
Seek therapy, please.
I don't know what you
no.
do. I feel like, probably just with age, that's how I feel. Like I used to be so boy crazy when I was younger. And I was telling Nick, like, so the last thing I want on this planet is
a male's attention
from men. That is the last thing that I actually want. Not even like that I, you know, maybe like I don't want that. That's at the bottom of my list of things that I want. And I feel like when I was younger, that definitely wasn't the case. That's all I thought about was like male validation.
Well, you have male validation now from your husband.
True.
So
yeah.
I was thinking
like,
the same.
You're in trouble.
Well, I was thinking the same thing about the other day. I was at Trader Joe's and I was just, okay, there were a bunch of cashiers and there were a few open ones, but I always look for the girls. Like mm-hmm. I'm always like looking to get in a line with a girl cashier yeah. just because I prefer it. And there were two open ones and they were both guys. And like one of the guys like waved over like, I'm open. We all know the Trader Joe's cashiers.
Yeah.
They're very talkative.
Yeah, they are.
And yeah, anyway, it was a guy and he was just talking to me, super nice. I like had headphones and he was like, oh, what are you listening to? And whatever, we're just like, geez, just small talk. He was a lot younger too. But anyway, I was realizing in that moment, I'm like, because I remember seeing a TikTok and it was like, go for the girl who hates men because then she'll never, the last thing she wants is male attention. Yeah. And I was thinking, that is me. Like yeah.
I am the epitome of a girl you want.
Yes. It's like, I just go out of my way to like not have to interact with men. Yeah. Really, because I'm honestly just scared of men and I don't want to like, I would just prefer, I yeah. feel safer with a girl. Like if I can pick, I'd rather be with a woman.
Yeah.
Or next to whatever. So, but I was thinking about that exact concept of like, that is literally the bottom of my list is like, I don't want any guy to notice me.
Yeah.
I don't want them anywhere near me.
Yeah, no.
That being said, I do still, I wasn't trying to literally shame this girl. I'm like, that is so weird. You want that. No. But I do think you're extremely self-aware, which makes me feel like.
No, I feel like it's nothing, probably not that big of a anything. Deal, especially because you're saying it's like all, like literally anyone.
Yeah.
So it's not like.
Someone on the specific
person, I can't get over it. When I was 18, I had a crush on the Trader Joe's cashier. Literally would go every single day and buy one item so I could see him. Found out he was 12 years older than me.
Oh, I thought you said 12. Oh, no.
Child labor laws don't exist. But I didn't care and I still wanted to marry him. Hope he's doing well.
How do we predict the next story always?
Yeah, that was actually creepy.
That was actually wild.
Well, long live Trader Joe's cashiers. They are very chatty.
Mm-hmm. But is that a part of the protocol? Yeah,
I was going to say, I've seen TikToks. It's like, I hate to break it to you, but like that's part of our training is like make you feel very, not flirted with, but.
Cared for?
Yeah. Like go out of your way to kind of flirt.
They always, I wonder if it's part of their protocol to like talk about the specific things you bought. Because yes. They are always like, oh, I've tried this. These are yep. so good. Like, oh, I haven't tried these yet. Are these new?
Are these better than the spinach ones?
Yep. Yep. They're always talking about the food, mm-hmm. which is sweet.
What do you got going on for the rest of the day?
Mm-hmm.
And I always say the same thing. Not much. Just out running errands. Where it's like, I could have a lot of stuff that day and I'd never tell them.
I know.
I'm never like, oh, I'm so happy. I have a party later. Like, I'm whatever for. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm just out running errands. They're you know? Like,
cool. Not giving me any material to yeah. go work off of. Okay. Honestly, my girlfriend's mom, I'd hit it.
Oh!
But more than that, I feel like me and her are more compatible than me and her daughter.
Oh!
If these aren't anonymous, I'll die. Thanks. Are you a girl or a boy?
These not that it really anonymous. I'll die.
Not that it really matters, but
oof, it's time to break up.
I feel like me and her mom are more compatible than me and her.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean by that? Is she married? Is the mom married still?
I don't know.
Not that it would be good either way.
It sounds like a TV show.
Yeah, it's not good. Just shaming everyone who we're like,
like that is a disgusting shame.
You should be embarrassed of yourself. I've been married for 7 years and have multiple children with my husband. Love him and don't want anyone different. I don't know how I like the sound of where this is going. However, for some reason, my brain is on a rotation between my junior high, high school, and college crushes and boyfriend. I dream about being with one of them for a few weeks and then my brain will switch to another one. Please. I don't want to be with any of them. I don't get why this happens to me. Yeah, you can't blame yourself for your dreams. Your dreams are not.
Is she literally saying a dream or she's like dreaming in her head of it?
I was thinking like she literally dreams because she was saying like my brain will switch. I was seeing like she quite literally has dreams about one of them for a while. And yeah. Then she switches to.
If it's a literal dream you're having, you cannot control that.
Especially because your brain literally like it only has its memories and images from the past to go off of to make up dreams. So it would make sense of past, you know, things to come up in your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I'm crying at the rotation.
You need to go get sage.
Yeah. You need to cleanse this energy.
Get the energy out.
You know, it's innocent though.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. My ex, LOL. I've literally been in a 3-year relationship, but I catch myself thinking about my ex a lot and I get low-key sad. Even though it was a high school thing and has been years, I know I shouldn't have a crush on him because I'm in a relationship. I just do and I probably always will. Help me, girls. What do I do?
Oh, no. See, I don't know what to do in this situation. Like, what do you mean help? I don't know how to help anyone.
Same. I mean... You know, sometimes I think it just like
We need to know that's extent. Not a good thing.
What?
Like, what's the extent of the crush?
Right.
Because, like, are you overthinking and, like, obsessing over it, but it's really something not that big that you're making a big deal? Or is it a big deal that you're actually not even talking about how big of a deal it is to you? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, but this is, she's been in a 3-year relationship, but I was going to say, well, number one, it's easy to romanticize the past.
Yeah.
It is very easy to remember things better than they were. So, like, I guess keep that in mind. But I was going to say, maybe he was just, like, the best you've had so far.
Yeah.
Like, you had something special with him that you're not getting in this current relationship or something. So, you're constantly, like, thinking about it. Not, the reason I was saying the best you've had is because maybe he's not literally your soulmate. But it's, like, the best you had experienced. But I don't know, because you've been in a 3-year relationship. So I don't know why you're...
Yeah.
I don't know what it is that's pulling you to him, I guess.
I don't want to say this to scare you, but the last time that I was hooked on an ex, not while I was dating someone, but, like, kind of, I ended up marrying my ex.
Yep. True.
So maybe you guys are meant to be. She's like, cool. Literally in a 3-year relationship. But you never know.
You never, never know.
My eye keeps twitching.
We would need a lot more context for this one.
I have butterflies every time I talk to my 50-something-year-old married coworker. He literally has children older than me. It is one of those things where you have insane attraction for no reason. He gave me a hug one time in greeting and I started shaking. I was so nervous. Swear my pupils turn into hearts every time I'm I am not the hug. Screaming, not the hug, the innocent hug. Oh my gosh.
I wonder if the men know. Like, I wonder if they sense that, you know, if someone has a crush on them or if they're, like, oblivious completely.
I know. Some men, I swear they do, and they, like, play into it. And then other men, they're just sweethearts and they don't even know how good looking they are or, like, how attractive they are.
It's true.
That they just, like, oh, da 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 da.
Best kind of guy.
True.
Doesn't know how good looking he is.
Keep him humble.
Right. Major crush on the doctor I work for. I saw your Instagram story for submissions for this podcast and I said, should I submit you to this podcast? And then proceeded to show him the post. Literally just came out of my mouth. I just exposed myself. He replied to me by saying, well, we all have those little crushes. We probably shouldn't, huh? You're joking.
You said that to him?
Should I submit you to this podcast? Not you shooting your shot.
Yeah, not you having Riz.
And then proceed to show him. I exposed myself. How old is he?
Are you married? Is he married?
She just said, yeah, because why did he say we have crushes we shouldn't? Maybe because they work together.
Yeah, he's probably married too.
Well, she's not married. She never said she was married. Mm. And she never said he is either. They could both be single. But I'm just saying maybe.
Because they work together.
Yeah, maybe because they work together. That makes sense. Is that against the rules?
No.
I feel like
in certain workplaces, and I think if it's like the person is your boss, sometimes it's like HR has a problem with it.
Mm. Okay. Interesting.
They don't want to like favor or whatever. I don't know. Either you have to tell the HR something. You can't be like secretly dating.
That was a great little, you know, intro, pickup line.
Yeah.
Hope it works out if you guys are both single. And if it's not against your job.
That is bold. Not current, but I dated my college professor for 4 years.
You're joking.
We were in a deeply committed relationship until we were not. And he cheated on me with another student.
No.
Thankfully, I'm married to the best man in the world now. And I never would have found him if it weren't for that relationship. Girlies, do not date your teachers. Yeah, that's for dang sure. Do not date your teachers.
Yikes. 4 years?
There's something about a guy, too, who's like a professor and they have a history of dating their students. Like, come on. Go somewhere else. Like,
is that, like,
what?
Not allowed? Or does it depend on the age?
I feel like it's probably not allowed, like, in the school.
Yeah, because it's like you're grading their papers and it's literally someone you're dating.
Yeah, no. I feel like that's not allowed. I feel like the teacher would get in big trouble.
For sure.
But I don't know.
I'm literally going to look it up. Are you legally allowed to date your college professor?
Remember when Pretty Little Liars made us all think that it was okay that she, a 16-year-old, was dating her full-grown teacher in high school.
Not them glamorizing that.
Not them glamorizing that. It's so weird when you watch back.
It says, can students date their college professors? Strictly forbidden. Even if they are in completely different departments, there is the potential for an abuse of power by the professor.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
But then, oh, students that they just taught. Yeah, most universities have policies prohibiting those interactions. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, I used to go on dates with someone who was exactly my type physically, but things did not work out. He was emotionally unavailable, LOL. I then started dating my now fiance a couple months later, only to find out this guy, this first guy, is his neighbor. I definitely notice if his car is there or not when I go over to my fiance's house and wishes he would see me. Yikes.
I mean, I feel like you can't just like, oh, especially if you just dated him.
So she's saying she still has a crush on him?
I was going to say, I don't know if she just wishes she has a crush on him. It's like, to notice if his car is there, I feel like it's a very normal human reaction if you just dated this
also,
guy.
Also, who doesn't want to like look hot around their ex?
Yeah, that's a very
even
universal
if you're
experience.
Completely happy in a new relationship, yeah. It's like, you still want them to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you lost this.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it's an ego boost.
I think
boost.
That's normal.
Yeah. I have a... Oh, no. This is my last one. It's real doozy. I have a crush on my dad.
Oh, okay.
Well, my stepdad. My mom had me when she was 15 and remarried when she was 31 just last year. She met my now stepdad when he was my soccer coach a few years ago. All of the girls on my soccer team were obsessed with him, but I never was. After he started dating my mom, however, I know that it's super weird, but he gives friend vibes instead of dad vibes. LOL, hope this ends soon.
Oh!
Oh, because she's really, like, she's only 15 years younger than her mom. So, because she had, her mom had her when she was 15. So, they're, like, close in age.
Close in
age. It's not like it's like a...
Yeah.
Ah, that is so...
That is hilarious.
Terrifying. What torture.
That's actually so
Does your
scary.
Mom know?
Oh, I'm sure she doesn't. That is beyond.
Gives I know, friend vibes.
I know I've talked about this before, probably on the podcast, but it's like I have heard of someone, like a boyfriend of, okay, like a mom's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Then sleeping with the daughter.
No, uh-huh. That's so bad.
So bad.
That's so, so, so bad.
Can you imagine the turmoil that that caused? Like, your mom gets cheated on with you?
Yeah. 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 You're the homewrecker
you
of your own
one,
home?
Yeah.
You've wrecked your
And
own
you all
home?
Live together? Bye. That is so incredibly messy.
Oh.
And not okay.
Yeah, that is not okay at all. Ooh, that gives me, that gives me bad vibes.
Okay, here's my last one. I'm in grad school and my only male professor, not even much of a looker, but it's a personality thing. Oh, okay. She has a crush on her only male professor.
It's like Moose from Step Up.
100%. Not much of a looker, but it's a personality thing and the fact that he's not too much older, like in his 30s. Haha. But
bare minimum.
But I think I want to have a crush on him to make things more fun, LOL. Definitely reading into those one-on-one meetings a bit too much, but it's fun. Could also be the male validation factor, unfortunately, and his feedback or compliments on my work make me giddy. Ha ha ha.
I'm screwed.
It's giving saw a boy your age at the airport.
Yes, 100%.
Like, but I guess if you're, well, yeah, he's your only male professor. I was going to say, if you're in college, you're surrounded by guys, but it's like, but he's the professor.
Yeah, exactly. It's
so
different.
It feels different.
It's different.
You know, a harmless crush. It's harmless until it's not. So
yeah, until it's not.
I think it's going to be fine.
You guys are fine. Everything's fine.
I have a crush on my dad. Really took me out.
No. She knew what she was doing with that intro.
Yeah, she did.
I have a crush on my dad.
And we love her for it.
We love the clickbait.
Thank you guys so much for writing in, as always, and making our story episodes what they are. It really means the world to us.
Thanks for confessing.
Yes. Thanks for confessing your sins. We have some Instagram highlights that you guys can like write into for advice or for any upcoming story episodes we have. We'll always post on our story like a little link to a Google thing where you can just type in your submission. So,
and they are anonymous.
Yes, they're always anonymous. And we do advice columns once a month, the last Friday of the month. So if at any point you want to write in for advice, you can always go to our highlight and do that. And we just let them accumulate. And then we read some of them once a month. So yeah, you can go follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast for all the stuff we got going on. We'll leave a link to purchase our merch if you want a little gray sweat set. We love you guys so, so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.